Northern Kentucky is making new connections for hikers and cyclists. I'm Nick Swartzel, filling in for Lucy May. It's the perfect time to get outside. Today on Cincinnati Edition, we'll talk about the best places to hike, bike, or walk in your area. Plus, a plan to connect Northern Kentucky's three counties for folks on foot or on two wheels. Joining me now are 1NK Alliance President Karen Finan, Tri-State Trails Executive Director Wade Johnston, Footpaths blogger Patrick Burns, and Cincinnati Off-Road Alliance Executive Director Jason Reeser. Thanks for being here. I can see you're all looking wistfully out our studio window with the beautiful weather. We're still trying to figure out how to do one of these shows during a bike ride, but I don't think I could ride and read my script at the same time. I'm sure some of y'all could probably pull that off, but I could not. Call us with your hiking and biking questions at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. So I wanted to start with a really broad question for you all about the joys of hiking and biking. Not to be really obvious here, but what are the benefits for communities and for, you know, individual folks of having like easily accessible places to ride or hike? Wade, I want to start with you, if you can talk about it from the paved path and bike infrastructure perspective.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me back, Nick. It's always a pleasure to speak on this program. Trails offer all kinds of benefits for our communities and its residents and visitors. You know, trails serve essentially like a linear park that connects people to where they need to go. And perhaps the most obvious benefit is having those nature amenities and the connection to the outdoors. But in an urban setting, trails provide a whole host of other benefits that everyone can realize. Some of those include active transportation, connecting people from point A to point B and giving them an option to safely walk or bike. And when we build out these connected systems, like we have proposed for Northern Kentucky and have underway in Cincinnati, we create economic development opportunities, both in, you know, property redevelopment, but also in the ability to attract and retain talent to our region. Having these types of amenities are important infrastructure for people to choose to live and work and visit this area. So there's all kinds of benefits, and a big part of it is just getting people outside and experiencing nature.
Awesome. We'll talk a little bit more about those economic benefits in a second with Karen. But first, Jason, talk to me about some of the benefits of these off-road trails. Like what's the appeal?
Yeah, I think a lot of what Wade said with, you know, creating connectivity, off-road trails can bring you a little deeper into the woods, put you into that tree canopy where you can feel nice and grounded, bring you closer to streams. But in our area too, they can go, you know, onto more of the hillsides, more places to discover, bring you to vistas, and really just put you, immerse you out there into nature. And we have so many wooded hillsides around Northern Kentucky and Greater Cincinnati that are the perfect place for trails.
Awesome. Really a new way to see a part of the city that maybe you haven't seen before. Yeah. Karen, let's get back to that kind of general connection. We'll talk specifically about this new trails plan in a minute, but more generally, what are the connections between outdoor recreation opportunities like these trail networks and local economies?
Well, Nick, it's becoming more and more important as talent attraction and retention tops the list for many cities and counties. And in Northern Kentucky, we really have an eye toward that as businesses expand in the Northern Kentucky Greater Cincinnati area. There's an expectation for businesses that when they come to a market, amenities are already in place. So we see this really as a necessary platform to continue to grow within Northern Kentucky, not only from the business standpoint, but from the residential and the greatest asset we have, our people, to bring benefit, quality of life to them. So it's become almost an expectation in many parts of the country, and we're just happy to be associated with both of these groups so that we can continue to grow.
It sounds like not just business attraction, but, you know, boosting population, getting more neighbors, which is a good thing for a lot of people.
Every bit of the workforce of tomorrow, you know, constantly looking for talent, but also to retain the talent that's here. And the folks that are here want the same things as new people coming into the market.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Patrick, you run this really great blog about hiking. And I wanted to know kind of what do you get out of hiking? What's drawing you to it over the years and kept you writing about it and doing it?
Well, I think for me as a scientist or you know, physician, retired scientist, whatever. I like the science of observing nature up close and being able to follow it, for example, one trail through the four seasons and see what's going on. But also I just, it was a big part of my gym, if I wanted to use that word. It's part of my cardiovascular program. It's also, it also helps with toning my muscles and all that. But I think often overlooked is of how important it is for mental health, you know, for anxiety and depression management and just keeping life on an even keel and at this time. So that's where, how I approached it. And I wanted to share the joy I get out of that with other people and introduce them to other hiking venues they may not be aware of.
Yeah, oh, awesome. I definitely feel that mental health benefit when I'm out in the woods and things are a little quieter and you can hear the birds and see the birds sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's great. I wanted to dive into this Northern Kentucky connected, the Northern Kentucky Regional Trails Plan. And I'll start with you, Wade. Can you tell us a little bit about the scope of this regional plan? This was commissioned by One NKY Alliance, right? And put together by CORA and Tri-State Trails. Tell us a little bit more about the scope of it. What does it cover?
Yeah, so we have compiled a whole list of trail concepts that are both paved and natural surface for the three counties of Northern Kentucky, Boone, Campbell, and Kenton. And what is unique about this plan, as it relates to Tri-State Trails and CORA, is that this is the first time that we have partnered to do a proactive planning process that includes both paved and natural surface from the get-go. A lot of times these projects kind of happen opportunistically, and we're not thinking about that whole scope of how these two amenities can connect, because they should connect, and they offer unique benefits that appeals to different audiences. And the big idea is, what if you could ride a bike safely or walk on a trail to get from the dense urban core of Covington or Newport and get to you know, the amazing natural surface destinations that we have, like DeVu Park and Tower Park and some new parks that you're going to hear about that are emerging. And as we went through this planning process, we documented everything that existed. So we have about 168 miles of existing or funded paved trails, 176 miles of existing or funded natural surface trails. And then we proposed 338 miles of paved trails and 252 miles of natural surface trails. So all in all, that's like almost 1,000 miles of trails proposed for Northern Kentucky. And we're trying to connect them all so that it forms a functional network for people to use for both recreation and transportation, and really celebrating those unique amenities that Northern Kentucky has.
Absolutely. We're talking about hiking and biking for the full hour. If you have questions, call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. Now, Wade, I want to zoom in a little bit on this. So you're talking about this connectivity piece, right? Like, are there places in Northern Kentucky that there are great opportunities to really connect some dots here with this plan?
Absolutely. I would say in the urban core, in my mind, is the logical starting point for a lot of this to begin the implementation phase. And there's some really awesome groundwork that's already been laid with the Riverfront Commons Trail, the Licking River Greenway, and a number of other projects to connect to the amazing trails that CORA has already developed in some of these parks. But what I think is a big opportunity is to build a loop that connects the basin so that it is safe to bike and walk between Newport and Covington and the surrounding cities. Because right now, you know, there's great sidewalk infrastructure, but the bike infrastructure does not connect seamlessly yet. And if we want more people, especially everyday beginners, families, seniors, children, to make the choice to bike more, it needs to be accessible to folks. We don't want people to have to drive long distances to get to the trail and park and walk. We want them to be able to roll out of their front door and have these amenities close to home. And by building this loop in the urban core, it will be the catalyst for so much more to spur off of it into the more suburban communities.
Nice. Wade, you mentioned some of the off-road trails, and it's a great segue to Jason. Talk to us about some of the off-road segments in this feasibility study, and we'll get into kind of what kind of skill levels and stuff people need to ride those. But first, tell us a little bit about what we got in the plan.
Yeah, so the plan really takes advantage of Northern Kentucky's multi-use natural surface trails are open to hiking and biking, are in the urban core. And on Ohio's side, it kind of started out state parks, county parks a little bit farther out. But you know, Fort Thomas was the first place that we had trails open to biking and hiking inside the 275 loop. And that was back in the 90s. Now we also have a great destination with DeVue Park that now has nearly 20 miles of world-class mountain biking trails that are also open to hiking. And you are seeing Mayor Fetty and Erlanger is a real champion of Eons Park, which is stitching together 1,000 acres. Some of it's private land that's being given by organizations like Corprex, where they can't develop in this river valley, and it's a way to preserve the river valley or the Dry Creek Valley all the way to the Ohio River at Anderson Ferry and up into neighborhoods and close to rooftops. So right now, under construction in Eons Park is one of the largest bike parks in the region and in the Cherry Hill neighborhood. So people will be able to ride to that, and it connects to the massive paved trail network that Kent County and Boone County have been working on as well.
Nice. So if you want a mountain bike, you might not have to drive your mountain bike there. You can just ride it all the way. That's great.
The best trailhead's going right out of the garage.
That's awesome. Karen, we talked about this connectivity piece, right? Like, where does that play into the economics? I can think of a couple ways that would be beneficial, but why don't you take us there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the connectivity is so important. One of the things we focus on through the 1NKY Alliance is the ability to transform, whether it be through policy or infrastructure. With policy, we're big on a smoke-free community. And so pushing for that constantly. But on the infrastructure side, how do you get people out of the house to ride a bike, to take a walk, to really be with nature? And as we looked around all the great assets in Boone, Kenton, and Campbell County, there were wonderful things that were literally coming up out of the ground, but they weren't connected. And so taking a step back and saying, how can we systemically connect these assets that we have right in front of us in 3 counties and 37 cities. So reaching out to CORA is the lead and connecting with Tri-State Trails so that there was a connection between surface and off-road was very deliberate, because as we brought that together, we felt that it was more beneficial economically, the ability to be able to tell our story through a combined narrative, the ability to go after additional funding. But I think most importantly, we also started the 1NKY connector route, and that helped to accelerate, we hope, a lot of the things that are underway today. That was the intention, and that feels like it's going in the right direction.
Sure. Before we get to the next question I have for you, I wanted to ask about the connector route. That's along the riverside, right? Is that what that is?
Starts at the riverside, and I'll let Jason describe that more, but I mean, it clearly is an accelerate, and we hope that all the other parks and routes and trails take note and are able to accelerate their plans as well.
That's great. Before I shift away and talk more about that with Jason, let's talk about this from a maybe like sort of job, kind of accessibility lens. We've talked about this from the recreational point, but do these connections make it easier for people to get to work in the future, maybe?
It absolutely can. And that was a point of discussion that we had during the time that this was being formed. As we looked, especially in the urban core, how could this impact someone who needed to get 2 miles out, 5 miles out to their place of employment? How does it impact tourism? You know, somebody coming in as a destination location, which then turns into potential business location or talent location. How do you create this system so that there is interest in the ability to jump on a bike and get to work, or jump on a bike and take a nice afternoon ride with your family? All of those things come into play from an economic standpoint.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Jason, tell us a little bit more about this connector path.
Yeah, so the connector path really takes advantage of some of the assets that are already in place or underway, like the Purple People Bridge and the Riverwalk at Riverfront Commons, and really grows the connectivity of those, like pulling that out into the urban basin and creating just a route around a lot of existing infrastructure, looking at safe streets or quiet streets, looking at some of the natural surface trails that are available, alleyways, things like that, and then also starting to reach out into the, up over onto the hills of Northern Kentucky. So up through Dayton into Fort Thomas, also, you know, reaching out to DeVue Park and even, well, really connecting all three counties. So when you're in Dayton, Kentucky, and Fort Thomas, that's Campbell County, reaching through Newport and Bellevue, Covington, Kenton County, out through Ludlow and Brownlee, and actually all the way to the Anderson Ferry, which is at Dry Creek Valley where Eons Park is. And so we'll connect up into Eons Park. So it's connecting all three counties, seven cities, and a lot of people. And it's not really the end point, though. We really see it as a starting point. It develops those networks. It shows proof of concept. There'll be you know, wayfinding to make it easy to navigate. But also we expect, you know, as people, more and more people start using it, it'll draw more attention to the needs to make it better. And, you know, we'll see more protected bike lanes or side paths and different amenities to make, you know, better transportation for all.
Awesome. We're talking about hiking and biking for the full hour. If you have any questions, call 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. We'll be back after a short break. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Nick Swartzel. We're talking about hiking and cycling for the full hour. Call us at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. My guests are 1NKY Alliance President Karen Finan, Tri-State Trails Executive Director Wade Johnston, Footpaths blogger Patrick Burns, and Cincinnati Off-Road Alliance Executive Director Jason Reeser. We're taking your questions, so call us at 513-419-7100. Speaking of callers, we have a caller right now. John, talk to me about what you're thinking about here. Are you there, John?
Hi.
Hi, how's it going? You have a question about trails?
Oh, I was just going to say, I hike every day. I'm on the trails a lot, actually. And, like, there's probably three really actually world-class places to hike in Cincinnati. But one of them is Bender Mountain Trail. And I don't really want to tell everybody this, but, yeah, the... I get away from people, but so connecting the Bender Mountain Trail with Mount Echo Park and then going from the Bender Mountain Trail to Shawnee Lookout would create a 20 mile hike or more of ridgetop overlooking the Ohio River, which would be honestly by far the coolest thing that you guys could do to develop a trail in the region.
John, that sounds like an awesome idea. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Ohio side of the river here in a minute. But speaking of kind of wish list items, are there things in this feasibility study on the Northern Kentucky side that you all see like as a future kind of thing, right? Like stuff that's not done yet, maybe needs some funding, but that you could maybe do in the future. I'll start with you, Wade.
Oh yeah, this whole plan includes all kinds of ideas for connectivity, and the Ohio Riverfront is absolutely one of the assets that we have considered for this route. You know, one of the ideas that I know Jason is running with right now coming out of this plan is building on the 1NKY connector route and following the hillside of the Kenton County, essentially, to go west out of Covington and get close to the proposed or underway Eons Park development. And maybe Jason could talk a little bit about what the big idea for that is.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great segue. A lot of people have these visions for where trails could connect in their communities. And we love to hear these ideas. And that particular one, actually, we're working with Ohio River Way. And it's really on part of where that 1NKY connector goes, but would be making it better. So it's taking where currently between Brownlee and the Anderson Ferry, you have to ride on Route 8. And Route 8 kind of slides and moves, and it's not the most friendly road right now. It's really tight corridor with landslides, but it would put a natural surface like a gravel trail up on the hill above Route 8 where it's not going to slide, and it would, you know, give an alternative. But that's also part of the Ohio River Way wants to connect from Ironton, Ohio, down to Cairo with different trails, and definitely through the Cincinnati area. So, you know, starting to run with that concept there, it's a great collaboration. It's an overlap where the three trail networks are happening and even reaching down towards where Boone Conservancy is, and they have their new property. But also looking on the Campbell County side from Dayton, Kentucky, going southeast through Fort Thomas and reaching out towards Silver Grove. So another way that we can make that connectivity with a natural surface or gravel trail, probably before we'll be able to make a paved trail in those areas.
Sure. Some people prefer that gravel. I'm one of those people sometimes. We got another caller. David, what's your question about trails?
Hi. So I'm new to the area and love hiking and camping. And I'm looking to get started into more of a kind of backpacking and sort of backcountry camping. And I was wondering what areas around Cincinnati or within an hour or two drive you'd recommend or would point someone in the direction of as sort of a good beginner trail.
Awesome. Great question, David. Patrick, I think that might be a good one for you to start on. Go around the table.
I think there's a as far as the backpacking and sleeping in the woods kind of thing, you're really dealing probably more with Hocking Hills and the Buckeye Trail part of that, as well as obviously Red River Gorge down in Kentucky, which is about 2 hours away. Those are really the outstanding places for backpacking.
Yeah. Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I know. Speaking of the Buckeye Trail, it comes through Greater Cincinnati, and one of the state parks that it traverses through is East Fork State Park. Mm-hmm. There is a loop around the lake that they have there that is set up for a backpacking experience. It's more of a bite-size option that you could knock out in a day or a couple, depending on what your adventure level is feeling like. What's neat about that is that it has a paved trail component to it called the Williamsburg to Batavia Trail. And then on the Bethel side of the park, there's a longstanding mountain biking destination. So that's a great example of kind of all three of these options intersecting in one place.
Yeah. I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about some other things that you might have thought of when you were putting this feasibility study together. Did you look at some other regions? Are there places that come to mind that are doing this really well? And we'll start with you, Wade, from the paved trail perspective, not to typecast you, but I think that's a good spot for you.
Yeah, there are so many examples of cities that are leaning in on paved trail connectivity. When we started this work, we were looking close to home at Midwestern peer cities. So Indianapolis is a great example. They have the Indianapolis Cultural Trail. It's like an 8-mile network in their urban core that has realized over $1 billion in property value increase as a result of them building this world-class trail network. And it ties into the Monon Trail, which is a regional trail that goes north, I think about 100 miles or so, that ties into a community called Carmel, which is very synonymous with Loveland and the Little Miami Scenic Trail. And so that was kind of the model that we brought for the Crown to build this loop around the city and tie into the Little Miami Scenic Trail. Some of the other cities that we've looked at, though, are the Atlanta Beltline. They have a plan that is, I think it's a 33-mile network that is going to be paved trail and rapid transit, I believe rail. And when they started developing this network 10 years ago or so, the economic development opportunities around the trail exploded. And it's almost gotten too fast from what I've heard, where they're struggling to preserve affordability along the trail, even though they have financial incentives to encourage the market to do that. And so, while it's also a really awesome example, there's some important lessons to learn there that we're trying to make sure we're proactive about here in Greater Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I've seen Tri-State Trails doing some of that work with some partners, like thinking that through, that like kind of long-term preserving affordability while adding these amenities and opportunities. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think what it boils down to is just being really intentional and proactive from the beginning. And that shows up in your land use and zoning policies around the trail, so that we're not getting infill development that fits what we envisioned 50 years ago, but it is re-envisioned to what we want to see along these corridors today. And the connected communities zoning legislation that the city passed a year or two ago is an important step in that direction, so that development along the trail is the right scale, the right height, the right density, and, you know, not overwhelmed with parking lots, because people have the option where you don't necessarily need a car to live next to this amenity. You have options.
For sure. I want to talk more about zoning, but that might be another segment. We could go on a long time about that. Jason, what about off-road? What are you seeing around the country that you like?
Yeah, certainly. So, yeah, back when I was younger and, you know, my friends were graduating college as well, and they were moving out to places like LA and San Francisco and Denver and you know, going to visit them and checking out those, you know, connective off-road trails that, you know, will go up and over a mountain and connect two neighborhoods, or will connect people from where they work, you know, through the paved network and then out into the fields and the foothills around Denver, is really neat braided trail network. And I always thought that was a cool vision. But then to see places like Knoxville starting to do that. Mm-hmm. Knoxville has the Urban Wilderness Trail, places like Asheville. And knowing, too, that Knoxville was kind of initiated by someone that moved out of Cincinnati and was living down there and thought, yeah, we should do this here. So we have, I think, some great opportunities with, you know, the hillsides, like your caller was talking about, like big wooded, long linear hillsides to create trails with all these views and along the river and all the access points we could have and connections.
Yeah. Can't have mountain bikes without at least some hills. Well, there are mountain bikers that will argue with me about that, but it helps, right? Like having those hills. Yeah.
Yep.
One more to add there is Bentonville, Arkansas. I'm surprised you didn't say
it. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
they have Walmart headquartered there, which is, you know, a differentiator for the financial investment that they've made, for sure. But they have branded themselves as the mountain biking capital of the world. And it is anchored by a paved trail spine called the Razorback Greenway. And this whole corridor is embedded with natural surface, world-class mountain biking opportunities along the route. And, you know, as we look at Northern Kentucky in particular, where the topography is so close to the basin and we already have these destinations within 10 to 15 minutes of downtown, that's what we feel like is our differentiator with this plan, is that we can create a paved trail network that ties to these natural surface opportunities and put Northern Kentucky on the map. Like, why not, you know?
Absolutely. We got an email from Chaz. He said, braided network is a new term for me, but I feel like I just experienced the concept on a recent trip to Duluth, Minnesota. What a scenic city with an abundance of hillside trails, streams, and connections to nature. The region's hillsides serve as a great case study for how our region's trails will braid, weave, and connect communities to nature and the city. So excited. Thanks for that email, Chaz. Karen, I wanted to talk to you about places you've seen that do this right from the sort of like economic boost perspective, right?
Yeah, and clearly we leaned into the expertise of both Cora and Tri-State Trail, and many of the areas that they spoke about became the templates in a lot of ways. What was important to us was to take the best of those, as we talked about the 1NKY connector route and the larger regional trail plan, and really create the right type of template for Northern Kentucky. As we look at the 1NKY connector route, we're also talking about hubs that will connect the surface and the off-road. And that might be a bench and some biking equipment, maybe public art. And, you know, as we were fundraising for this, we have four budgeted right now. And you asked a question earlier about future needs. That would be a future need as we look down the road. Could we have more hubs, resting spots, areas that of focal interest along the way? And so those are things that we were able to take from other plans, et cetera, that Cora and Tri-State were able to bake into this, and we think will be very conducive to this trail.
And the hubs idea is such an interesting and mm-hmm. cool idea. I think that'll be really useful for folks, a place to stop and rest a little bit, or to depart from, or head to.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Nick, you mentioned zoning. I mean, I know that is a whole other topic, but oh, yeah. Without the cities and counties and these two groups working directly with those cities and counties, we wouldn't have gotten going as quickly as we did. And so really, when we talk about Northern Kentucky and the number of cities and counties involved, it's pretty incredible that this plan is coming together as quickly as it has. I think it's a tribute to the elected officials and the administrators in our market they want this. There's a strong appetite for it, and they want the best for their residents. And I think it's very telling that within, what, a year, all of this was able to be put together. And it's because of the willingness of those groups.
Yeah, absolutely. Patrick, I want to ask you, are there places you've hiked across the country where you've seen just like really great connectivity? I looked at your blog and I don't want to get us off on a tangent, but I saw you went to the Dry Tortugas, right, which is a lifetime destination for me. I really want to go to, not the most connected place probably, but are there places that are doing that connectivity really well?
Well, one close to home is Louisville. They have an area called Parklands of Floyd Fork. And this is maybe a 30-mile strip of islands of green space that have a connector green belt through them. But it also eventually, I think it's planned to be about a 40 or 50 mile trail all around Louisville. And you can, get access to a smaller trail, let's say a 1 or 2 mile dirt path by staying on this, they call the Louisville Loop, which is a bike pavement trail. But you can get to many different smaller trails by utilizing that. It is in a more rural area, the parts that are currently already functioning. But it just gives a lot of access that people otherwise wouldn't have to these neat habitats.
Yeah, I'll have to go check that out. We're talking about hiking and biking for the full hour. If you have questions, call 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. We'll be bike with more backing and hiking after a short break. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Nick Swartzel. We're in the final lap of our hiking and biking show. I hope you've been stretching and not cramping too much. We're really moving through this. I'm joined by One NKY Alliance President Karen Finan, Tri-State Trails Executive Director Wade Johnston, Footpaths blogger Patrick Burns, and Cincinnati Off-Road Alliance Executive Director Jason Reeser. You can ask them your questions about trails at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. Now, Karen, I had a question for you about how this plan came about. Tell me a little bit about the origins of this.
Yeah, absolutely. When we started the organization in 2017, the One NKY Alliance took a real focus on unity, health, and education, world-class excellence in all three of those areas. The organization's comprised of leading business and community leaders who want transformation in Northern Kentucky. They have a passion for it. So as we fast forward with the health side of things, it was, how do we provide the infrastructure that can cause people to enjoy the outdoors? A few years after that, Jason Reeser, Olivia Birkenhauer, and Brian Bozeman all came to us and said, would you consider doing this project? We have a concept, we have an idea. And it wasn't the right time at that point for us to jump in. But a few years later, they came back and they had continued to blaze new trails literally across Northern Kentucky. And we were so impressed with the progress and the commitment that we said, we're in. And so from then, we started to engage with both CORA and Tri-State Trails, identified what the route would be for the One NKY connector, but I think most importantly, started to fundraise for the effort. And so as I think about the philanthropic support, the member companies of the One NKY Alliance, the folks who made this possible really pushed things forward, not just from the connector route standpoint, but from the regional trails plan as well. So there's been a lot of outcomes as a result of one concept.
Yeah, I see. I want to move us to the Ohio side, but before we do, we have either a call or an email from Brendan, and he asked, can we hear more about the CVG Loop Trail? Does anybody want to take that on? Wade, you're nodding?
Sure. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so CVG Loop Trail is an exciting development. There have been pieces of this built along Arrow Parkway for a number of years. And then I'd say probably about 5 years ago, Boone County Fiscal Court started systematically applying for grants to build out this loop that would follow the perimeter of the airport, essentially. And as of last year, or maybe 2 years ago, they had secured all of the funding to complete the loop, which will come in phases. Most of the funding is through OKI. And that project is funded to be completed. And I believe it's an 18-mile loop around the airport when it's all said and done. And it's such a great connection to the One NKY connector, because the idea is to tie it into Eons Park and then down to the river, so that that amenity, which is kind of an anchor on one end of the geography, would be connected to the urban core.
Awesome. Spencer is taking us across the river now. He emailed, are there any plans to establish a trail network, hopefully gravel, on the west side of Cincinnati? Someone say there's already some stuff there, but Wade, can you talk to us a little bit more about any plans for the west side?
Yeah, the west side has long been a gap that we acknowledge and want to change. The crown in the urban core is kind of the starting point for that. So this will be a 34-mile loop that would link up trails on the east side, Wassum Way, Little Miami Scenic Trail, and the Ohio River Trail. And then along the Mill Creek is where we're proposing to have a spine that would go from the Ohio River all the way up to Sharon Woods and to Winton Woods. That's a plan that we call the Mill Creek Triangle Trail. And then kind of stemming off of that, going west, there are several arteries that are in development. So the Ohio River Trail West from Lower Price Hill all the way out to Shawnee Lookout as a part of the Ohio River Way project that a previous caller mentioned. The city of Cincinnati has funding to extend the Lick Run Greenway, which is down in South Fairmount, right by the Western Hills Viaduct, which will be rebuilt with a trail on it to connect to downtown. And the city has funding to extend that west to Dunham Recreation Center. Then there's a plan to go up to College Hill from Northside. And I know along the way there, we're touching some really awesome natural surface destinations like Mount Airy, Bender Mountain, which was mentioned previously. So there's lots of opportunities. It just takes time and costs money. And, you know, we're trying to get grants in the queue so that these projects are going to be built out over the coming decade.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that north side to College Hill path to become a reality or more of a rideable reality someday. I want to know some updates on the Wassum Way. You got anything for us there? Any new developments happening?
Yeah, it's right outside your building here, yeah. Which is exciting. There are two segments of Wassum Way that are underway this year. The first is on Xavier's campus. It's under construction right now, a small extension of the path that was opened a couple years ago that will go from Montgomery Road to Dana Avenue. And that will be done by the fall. Then the city of Cincinnati is going to start construction on phase 7, which will go from its current western terminus at Blair Court to Martin Luther King and Reading Road. That should be done by 2028. And then heading east, it has a different name, but it's the same kind of corridor. What's called the Columbia Connector will tie the Wassum Way Trail from downtown Marymount to the Little Miami Scenic Trail. And that is a great parks project that is going to start construction very soon. I saw construction equipment mobilized, and that'll also be done in 2028. So when this is all finished, you'll be able to ride from UC to the Little Miami Trail, which is so exciting to think about.
Amazing. I got one more for you, Wade, before I ask Jason some questions about off-road stuff. You mentioned that Wasson's going all the way to MLK. Are there any plans in the future or any ideas about connecting that part of the world through where the hospital and the university are, maybe toward like Clifton? Because that seems like one little area that's still hard to get through.
Yes, that is definitely a gap still. There are pieces of trail along Martin Luther King, but what I often hear from folks and have experienced myself is that even with the trail on Martin Luther King, it still feels a little treacherous just because there's so much traffic and so many busy cross streets. So we're looking at options to finish the trail along Martin Luther King, but also have a complementary route along perhaps University Avenue that would be lower traffic and more comfortable for beginners to use and tie into the trail that exists now at the corner of Martin Luther King and Clifton Avenue, which takes you down to Central Parkway and like the Mill Creek corridor.
Absolutely. We're talking about hiking and biking for the full hour. You still have time to get your last minute questions in. If you have a question, call 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. Jason, we talked a little bit about some exciting stuff going on in Northern Kentucky, things that are in the works. Do you have anything you're excited about that's recently happened in on this Ohio side or some things that to look forward to?
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely a lot of good momentum in Northern Kentucky, but we have trails all over the greater Cincinnati area and help different communities. Warren County Park District, we are able to work with them and Ohio Trails Partnership and the legislature to bring funding to update the trails at Atlanta Deerfield Park. That work's being done right now. Also, Deerfield Township in Warren County, nearby the, if you've ever ridden up the Lomai bike trail, the Peters Cartridge Factory.
Yeah.
Right across the river from that, there's a connective bridge, and there'll be some braided trails in Carter Park right there. That'll start a little later on. We've also, like you were talking about, on the west side, working with Hillside Trust on trails at the Goltra Preserve. And we've been working with the community, the East Westwood community there, who brought us to the table on that opportunity. And we see that in the future linking up to the Mill Creek. And that's maybe, again, a reason I'm so grateful for the Northern Kentucky community coming together, participating, paying for this Northern Kentucky braided plan, which has plans for both types of trails and how it links up. And hopefully one day we'll be able to do that on the north side of the river as well.
Awesome. I've been to the Goltra little trail that's there now. Went down it on a gravel bike. Maybe bring a mountain bike if you're that was a little fun. It was very fun. We got a call from Tony, let's see if we can get him on the line here. Tony, what's your question?
Hi, I have a specific question. I use the Fairfield Waterworks Trail to Rentschler Park, and I was wondering if that will be extended beyond Rentschler Park and connected up with another trail heading up north.
Thanks, Tony.
Yes. The short answer is yes. We did a study in 2021 with a number of partners in Butler County, and we performed a feasibility study with engineering cost estimates to identify the route and the cost of connecting Rentschler Forest essentially up to Trenton, Ohio, where the Great Miami River Trail picks up again. And there is grant funding in the queue for connecting to Bicentennial Commons in Monroe. And I think there's maybe a small gap that we still have to get funding for to go all the way to Trenton. But once you hit Trenton, you can ride all the way to Dayton, which is really exciting. And then south of Fairfield, Great Parks has performed a study called the West Region Blueway and Trails System that will eventually extend the Great Miami River Trail all the way down to Cleves and North Bend and tie into the Ohio River. So that's maybe a longer term vision, but I think everybody acknowledges is that the Great Miami River is a corridor that has the potential just like the Little Miami does.
Yeah, some awesome biking out there. It'd be exciting to see more. Patrick, I wanted to turn to you. Now, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources has announced this hiking challenge where you can hike 25 miles and get, I think, like a sticker or something, and then 250 miles, and hopefully you get something more than a sticker for that. I wanted to ask you, what do you got to do to prepare for something like that? Now, can you do 25 in a day? Is that kind of a lot?
That'd be very much, especially for a new hiker or somebody just starting out. You know, I think this is one of those proverbial baby step things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, 25, you bite it off in units you can do, 2 miles at a time, 3 miles at a time, and pay attention to the terrain and all that kind of stuff. But I think that's a neat program. I think it allows people to set goals, realistic goals of what they can do to improve their stamina and their overall physical fitness. So I think it's an exciting opportunity.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, are there places this time of year that are really great to hike that you like in the region?
My summer hikes, especially as the weather gets warmer, I spend a lot of time at what we call old growth forest. Okay. So if you go to our blog and footpaths and type, there's a search function, type in old growth forest, you'll get all the regional old growth forests that we have featured, because it's nature's air conditioning. You know, if you're going to be comfortable anywhere outdoors in the summertime, it'll be in an old growth or mature forest. Later in the summer, I encourage people to seek out prairies because they're so unique, and a lot of people don't understand we have outstanding prairies in this region. They're smaller, they're not the big expansive ones that people picture, but they're outstanding. The diversity of wildlife there is fascinating. And my recommendation for that is early morning or the evening, not the heat of the day, but that starts, I usually say, the last week of July through most of September.
Yeah, awesome. I got one more quick question for you all. How can people who are like intrigued by this conversation we're having, but maybe haven't really introduced themselves to these trails, get out and see some of them? Are there places they can go maybe to join up with some other folks who might be a little bit more, experienced on a bike or walking even? Wade, you want to go first, or Jason? Let's go with Jason.
Sure. Yeah. You know, there's the Cincinnati Cycle Club, of course. It's been around. It's one of the oldest cycling clubs in the country, over 120 years old. And we also have a number of group rides in the evenings. There's a Greater Cincinnati Mountain Bikers Club. So there's group rides usually in the evenings and on weekends. There's also a lot of different events like Ride Cincinnati, where you can get out there and they you know, kind of close off a lot of the roads and give you a safer route to dip your toes in. And those are great places to get started. There are also a number of resources we have on our website. If you go to coratrails.org and look on our blog, a number of resources you can find for basically coaching and folks that will help you take the first steps mountain biking. But one of the cool things that we have, if you really want to get into mountain biking, is the new bike parks that are around town, the skills areas. There's one at Nighthawk Middle School or Nagel Middle School in Anderson. There's one at Mount Airy Forest now and at Mitchell Memorial. And also coming about is the one at Eon. So we have these skills parks that you can dip your toe in, learn some skills at a low-risk area, and make it a lot easier to get out onto some of the, you know, the rougher trails.
Awesome. Wade, did you have anything you wanted to add in our last minute?
Yeah, I would say, just like Jason mentioned, there's a number of group rides and Ride the Cove, which we rode with last night after the launch of the 1NKY connector route. They have a group ride the second and fourth Wednesdays, and it's really mellow, as they say. Slow speed, comfortable streets, a large group. It's a great way to meet people and dip your toe in to go do something more adventurous. And, you know, we have the opportunity for the Ohio to Erie Trail. If you want to go big, you can ride all the way to Cleveland. So that's something to work towards.
Yeah, and I'd also want to mention there's a huge Tuesday night ride that leaves out of Newport by Research Bicycle Outfitters, and we welcome all types of riders to that. So everything from a slow roll to a gravel ride and also those elite road riders. So everyone can come and find a group for themselves.
Those sound really fun. That's our time today. I've been talking with 1NKY Alliance President Karen Finan, Tri-State Trails Executive Director Wade Johnston, Footpaths blogger Patrick Burns, and Cincinnati Off-Road Alliance Executive Director Jason Reeser. Thank you all so much for joining me. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez Cornu. I'm Nick Swartzel. Thanks for listening.